he's not Yotze, because by being not Yotze, it turns out that we're Oikidi Yisur, and there's no way to say he's better positioned than he was before. Which state did we show you? It's better to say that he wasn't doing it. And that's what Rav Yehuda was writing. That's what it means, Shayma Shashlam Asa Lo Yotza, because Mutav Shayma Shlo Yotza. Anyone has any clue what that means even? Who is doing it? I mean, I just try to over-dramatize just to, you know, wake you guys up a little bit, liven up, you've been so seeing the base of Shamala. But what in the world is Rav Yehuda talking about? Mutav Shayma Shlo Yotza. So we saw two mahalachim in the Ritva. The first answer was also the Ritva. Mitzvah there. So this kasha is such a glaring, it's such a blatant kasha. It's so difficult to understand what Rav Yehuda was talking about. Again, Rav didn't have to address this anymore because Rav said mitzvahs are all the other things. It wasn't the kasha in the first place. But within the worldview of Rav Yehuda, we have to understand this far. It's another thing that Raisa is floating around here. Mitzvah there is fraught with its problems. And then this mutav shiyom alayot is fraught with its problems. And yet somehow these are the two answers that appear to be shown. It's going to be this Nakuda that's going to impact on the Ramban and the Yesh Mefarshim. Because don't forget, the Ramban is using this Gemara. This is the pivotal Gemara of the Ramban. The Ramban took Kavchasim off Rosh Hashanah and used this on the attack. This was his line of attack against the Yesh Mefarshim and Yavam Skov Gimel. And we have no clue what the Gemara really means. We understand what the Gemara did or did not mean, Rosh Hashanah Kavchas. Then we can understand that the Ramban's attack correct, but can we defend these anonymous Yesh Mefarshim? So we still have a lot of work cut out for us. But we still didn't fine-tune Rosh Hashanah Kavches yet. And we still haven't figured out how this plugs into properly into Yavam Skov Gimel. But we're starting to get our feet wet a little bit in some of the factors that are flying around in the sugya. And again, a lot of this so far is quote-unquote not an issue that we're talking. But it's setting the stage for us to understand the world of mitzvah and understand the way it does play out in the sugya that we do talking. So we have a lot more work cut out for us tomorrow. Thank you.